Surprisingly, it was not one of the girls that asked the next question.
Now, who did the cooking for the plantation?
From the young man's size, you could tell this boy liked to eat. Jonah turned up his nose a little. He remembered what he mostly had to eat back then. Mush, fried grease, and dough. And once in a while, the salt pork and beans.
I don't know what the old woman's name done the cooking. Master Jake did tell me not long ago who done the main cooking. You know, they didn't cook in the kitchen like here. They'd have off kitchen, off from the house.
Joan explained.
In the South, it was too hot to cook inside the house like folks does now. So when they had cook fires off the kitchen, you know, they cooked, you know, on the outside. Right in the yard, but no, they cooked it out there, and then brought it to the house. They always brought it to their kitchen when I was a child. Then they packed the victuals, you know, to the kitchen. Pack it to the kitchen. They didn't have, they wasn't cooking in the kitchen dining room. Once or twice a year, they do the pit cooking. We got real full, too, just like this day here.
Jonah rubbed his big belly and gave out a fake burp. It was only a matter of time before one of the boys asked,
"Did you hear anything about the Indians in the days when you were young and the things that they did?"
Jonah put on his best tough man face and said,
"The Indians were pretty well gone at the time down there, I think. But not farther north. Oh, I've seen them, but I didn't know them. I've seen them, but I didn't know nothing about them. But I did have doing with them once. Met one with an axe. Caught them in the smokehouse, because at the bacon, taking it time night. They were more hungry than us coloreds. Let him take some meat, but I took back the axe. Good for me. He wanted food more than kill me. Then they all gone."
Jonah checked his pipe, knocked out the ash on his pant trousers, and rubbed it into the cloth. He took out some more tobacco and reloaded his friend, and with the stem of the pipe, he pointed to the nearest child and said,
"Another very interesting thing in my early childhood was the colored baptizing. How they did it. All the candidates for baptism was standing on the bank of the pond over in the cow pasture. They all dressed in long white gowns with white caps on their heads, ready to be buried in baptism. And the song, as they were being led into the water by the minister, was this: keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Just like the light of God."
Jonah began clapping his hands on the backbeat and stomping his feet on the down. He did some real ham boning between slapping his thigh and clapping his hands.
"Oh, sister, keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning, just like the light of God."
Jonah grabbed a young girl about 8 or 9 years old by the hand, and they began to dance around the fire. He kept on singing,
"Oh, mourners,
keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Just like the light of God, oh sinners."
By this time, all the children were singing to Jonah's call and response. He sang the first line, and then they all sang together. Everybody was very happy and filled with a good spirit.
Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Just like the light of God.
The choir gave themselves a well-deserved applause, and they sang some more old tunes together they all knew from school. Jonah asked two of the bigger boys to go over to the woodshed and get a few sticks for the fire. And he sent some of the girls to fetch some water from the well because his mouth was too dry from talking so much. Jonah said,
"Maybe time for us all here to get down to doing some sleeping, eh?"
The response is what you might expect from young children that are getting to stay up late. The response was,
"No, no, no, no,
no, no."
A young man stood up and stirred the fire, sending more sparks up into the night sky. Jonah pointed to some sticks on the ground, and the boy added them on top of the red-hot coals. The dry wood quickly took off, burning, snapping, and popping. It lit up the darkness with an orange glow that sends spooky shadows dancing through the trees. Then he asked,
"Jonah, did you ever see anyone get punished? Did they ever whoop you?"
Jonah answered right away without hesitation.
"Master used the whip for the farm animals. Never hurts any of us coloreds, but did hear of some. Well, once when I was bonded out to another plant, there was a house gal that got bad treated. She'd be a house gal running and playing with another girl and just catch her by her wrist this away."
Jonah grabbed his arm with his other hand and gave it a little twist.
"Both of them pushed down in a rocking chair. When their mistress come home, that girl, she crying. Mistress asked her, what was the matter? You know, she told that the gal hurt her wrist. And mistress asked that gal, what you doing in this house here hurting this girl?"
Jonah shook his head in disgust with what he was about to tell these children. He was not too sure if telling them would be a good idea. Some things may be better left unspoken about. But deep down in his heart, he remembered his master telling him to always do your best at whatever you are doing. "Be good, boy. Be good, man, be honest, and always tell the truth." That's what Master Jake always told Jonah. And he thought to himself,
"These children need to know the truth.